Beginning, I'd like to use the topic Elijah's accusation for mutual encouragement.
我们今天晚上用以利亚的控告与大家一同勉励。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
请看列王记上十九章。
First King,
列王记上十九章
，Chapter 19.
列王记上十九章
，Verse 1.
第一节。
First King, Chapter 19, Verse 1.
列王记上十九章第一节。
First King, Chapter 19, Verse 1.
列王记上十九章第一节。
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he executed all the prophets with the sword.
九章第一节，亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。
Verse 2, then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, So the God...Do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
第二节，耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说：“明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。
”Verse 3. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life.And went to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there.
第三节，以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。
Let's jump to chapter 19, verse 13.
请看十九章的十三节。
Verse 13, so it was when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave.Suddenly, a voice came to him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah?
十三节，以利亚听见就用外衣蒙上脸出来站在洞口，有声音向他说，以利亚呀，你在这里做什么？
Verse 14, and he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altar, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
十四节，他说：“我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。”
Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria."
十五节，耶和华对他说：“你回去，从旷野往大马色去，到了那里就要高哈歇做亚兰王。”
Verse 16, also you shall anoint Jehu the son of Nishi as king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah you shall anoint as prophet in your place.
十六节，又高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高。亚伯米何拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。
Verse 17, and it shall be that whoever escaped the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escaped the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill.
十七节，将来躲避哈歇之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀。
Verse 18, yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal.And every mouth that has not kissed him.
十八节，但我在以色列人中为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
In the time of Elijah, the people of Israel, Northern Kingdom, worship Baal, the idol.
在以利亚的时代，这以色列人他们敬拜这个巴利。
And so God sent down the punishment, let them have 3.5 years drought, no rain.
所以神惩罚他们让以色列地有三年的时间没有下雨。
To show that Baal is not the true God.
为了是要告诉以色列人巴利不是神。
Because they believe Baal is the one that sent down the rain.
因为当时的人认为巴利是那个雨神。
And so after 3.5 years, Elijah was sent to the people to show them God is the Lord.
那么所以3年半以后，神差遣以利亚去向百姓显示谁是神。
So they have two competitions. One is the bell of the priest of Baal to ask fire from heaven to burn down the sacrifice.
所以他们就分成了两组，一组就是巴利的先知，他们向他们的巴利来求雨。
But ask fire from heaven.
祈求火从天上降下。
Nothing happened.
但是呢，什么事情也没有发生。
But when Elijah prayed to God, and fire came down from heaven and burned up his sacrifice.
但是当以利亚向神祷告的时候，火从天上降下来，将祭物烧尽。
And so the Lord was very amazed and says, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God."
所以以色列人非常的惊讶，所以就高呼说。
And then Elijah commanded the people to kill all the priests of the Baal and some prophets.
那当场以利亚就告诉以色列众人，将巴利的众先知都杀死了。
And then he prayed for rain, and the rain came down.
接下来他就去求雨，那么雨就下来了。
And then he ran down to the gate of Jezebel.
那么他就跑到这个耶洗。 耶斯列的那个门
A lot of people must praise him for all the wonderful work that he had done.
或许有许多人称赞他所做的美好的工作。
In chapter 19, verse 1, it recorded that King Ahaz saw all those miracles, and then he told his wife Jezebel about it.
那么19章的第一节提到说，亚哈王将一切所发生的事情告诉了耶洗别。
And so Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah and to tell him that she wanted to kill him so much.
那么耶洗别就差遣人送了一个信息给以利亚，说他要将他杀死。And
Elijah immediately became afraid. He ran for his life.
那么以利亚就害怕，就逃命了。
He hid in a cave.
他逃到一个洞里面去。And
God told him, "What are you doing?"
那么神呼叫他说，你在这里做什么呢？
And he told him to come out.
那么告诉他从洞里面出来。
And then once again, God asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
神再一次的问他说，你在这里做什么呢？
And in verse 14, verse 14 is accusation of Elijah.
那么十四节就是以利亚的一个对百姓的控诉。
From the what he said, we can see that he was very, very frustrated.
那么从他所说的，我们可以知道他是非常的沮丧。
Because he performed such great miracles.
因为他做出了这么大的一个神迹。
And he even killed some of the prophets of Baal.
并且将所有巴利的先知都杀死了。
But then he realized that the power of evil is still so strong in the kingdom of Israel.
但是他却发现这个恶的势力在以色列国度里面实在是很强。
And there are still so many people follow Jezebel, will listen to her, and will kill him.
那么有许多的以色列人还是继续的跟随耶洗别这个皇后，愿意来杀死他。
And so he felt very discouraged because what he did seems like nothing changed.
所以他觉得非常的沮丧，因为他所做的一切似乎没有改变什么。
And sometimes in our life, we encounter such a thing.
有时候在我们的生命当中，我们也会碰到这样的事情。
We have a desire to do something great for the Lord.
我们或许有这种心意，要为主做伟大的事情。Or
we want to preach to people and want people to come to believe.
或是说我们想要将福音传给人，盼望别人能够跟我们一样，能够相信。But
then sometimes these people say something to us that makes us very, very sad and discouraged.
但是有时候别人的反应让我们非常的沮丧。And
so we can see that Elijah was hiding in the cave.
在这里记载的以利亚就躲到洞里面去。
He was shutting himself from the rest of the world.
他将自己与世界隔开了。
But he said that he was very fervent for the Lord.
但是他却向神说，我是非常的热心。
But he did nothing.
但是实际上他什么也没有做。
He was just hiding in the cave.
他是躲在这个洞里面。
And then he kind of felt self pity for himself.
他似乎自己对自己有一种自我怜悯的心。
And so he tell God, you know, his frustration, you know, these people had killed your prophets and destroyed your altar and broke your covenant, and then now they try to kill me.
他向神说，这些百姓毁了你的祭坛，杀了你的先知，剩下我一个人，他们还要来杀我。
And he feel like, how come God, you're not doing anything about it?
他或许觉得神啊，你为什么不做任何事情呢？
Sometimes we might feel the same way.
或许我们也有这么样的感受。
Sometimes we work for many years in the church.
有时候我们在教会里面为主做工许多年。
But maybe sometimes we feel like nothing changed. People are still the same.
但是我们却觉得似乎每一个人都还是一样没有什么样的改变。
The power of evil is still controlling people, some of the people.
是不是似乎一些恶的势力还控制了一些人。
People still worship idols.
有一些人他们还去继续的拜偶像。
Verse 15 to verse 18 is God's reply to Elijah.
那么十五节到十八节是神对以利亚的回应。
It consists of two parts.
那么有两个部分。
One is God's justice.
第一个是神的公义。
It's from verse 15 to 17.
是从十五节到十七节。
You mentioned that three people will have three swords, will serve as God's servant to punish the Israelites.
那么提到的三个人好像三把刀一样要为神来服侍。
Verse 18, it shows God's mercy.
那么十八节告诉我们神的怜悯。
God had prepared a group of people for himself that Elijah did not know.
那么神已经为他自己预备的一群人是以利亚所不知道的。
Sometimes when we do holy work, we need to understand what God said to Elijah.
我们做圣工的时候，有时候我们必须要了解神在这里所说的是什么意思。
First, God is just, God will punish.
第一件事情就是神是公义的，他必然施行审判。
Second is,God knows who will be safe. God is watching over them, these people.
那么第二件事情，神知道谁要蒙拯救，神是在天上监察的。
And let's talk about first God's justice.
我们首先来看一看神的公义。
That's recorded in verse 15 to verse 17.
我们是十五节到十七节。
And this is God's answer to Elijah's accusation because.He said that Israelites had killed your prophets, had also seek my life and broke the covenant and broke the altar.
那么这是对以利亚控诉以色列人杀死了神的先知，摧毁了神的祭坛，并且要击杀他的这一部分。
And how God is going to punish them?
那么神要如何的处罚他们呢？
First, in verse 15, God said, he told Elijah to anoint Hazael as king of over Syria.
那么第一个就是要高哈歇做亚兰王。
But actually, this job was not Elijah did not do it. He told Elisha to do it.
但是这件事情以利亚并没有去完成，是后来以利沙完成了。
And let's put a bookmark here. Let's look at Second King chapter 8.
请看《列王记下》第八章。
Second King, Chapter 8，《
列王记下》第八章。
Verse 7，
第七节。
Chapter 8, Verse 7，《
列王记下》第八章第七节。
Verse 7，
第七节。
Then Elisha went to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, was sick.It was told him, saying, "The man of God has come here."
第七节，以利沙来到大马色，亚兰王便哈达正患病。有人告诉王说，神人来到这里了。
Verse 8, and the king said to Hazael, "Take a present in your hand and go to meet
The man of God inquired of the Lord by him, saying, Shall I recover from this disease?
第八节，王就吩咐哈歇说，你带着礼物去见神人，托他求问耶和华，我这病能好不能好。
Verse 9, So Hazael went to meet him and took a present with him of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camel loads. And he came and stood before him and said, Your son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, has sent me to you, saying, Shall I recover from this disease?
第九节，于是哈歇用四十个骆驼驮着大马色的各样美物为礼物去见以利沙，到了他那里，站在他面前说，你儿子亚兰王便哈达打发我来见你，他问说，我这病能好不能好？
And verse 10, Elisha said to him, Go, say to him, you shall certainly recover. However, the Lord has shown me that he will really die.
第十节，以利沙对哈歇说，你回去告诉他说，这病必能好，但耶和华指示我，他必要死。
Verse 11, Then he set his countenance in a stare until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept.
十一节，神人定睛看着哈歇，甚至他惭愧，神人就哭了。
And Hazael, verse 12, And Hazael said, Why is my Lord weeping? He answered, Because I know the evil that you will do to the children of Israel. Their stronghold you will set on fire, and their young men you will kill with the sword.And you will dash their children and rip open their woman with child.
十二节，哈歇说：“我主为什么哭？”回答说：“因为我知道你必苦害以色列人，用火焚烧他们的宝藏，用刀杀死他们的壮丁，摔死他们的婴孩，破坏他们的应付。”
Verse 13. So Hazael said, "But what is your servant a dog that he should do this gross thing?" And Elisha answered, The Lord has shown me that you will become king over Syria.
十三节，哈歇说，你仆人算什么？不过是一条狗。焉能行胜这大事呢？以利沙回答说，耶和华指示我，你必做亚兰王。
Verse 14, Then he departed from Elisha and came to his master, who said to him, What did Elisha say to you? And he answered, He told me you would surely recover.
十四节，哈歇离开以利沙回去见他的主人，主人问他说，以利沙对你说什么呢？他回答说，他告诉我你必能好。
Verse 15, But it happened on the next day that he took a thick cloth and dipped it in water and spread it over his face so that he died, and Hazael reigned in his place.
次日，哈歇拿被窝浸在水中，蒙住王的脸，王就死了。于是哈歇篡了他的位。
Here we can see that Elisha went to Syria. The purpose of his going there was to tell Hazael that he will become king of Syria.
那么这里所叙述的是以利沙他到这个大马色去，为的就是要告诉哈歇他必要成为亚兰王。
From the context, we can see that Hazael is a very important official, a trusted official of King Ben-Hadad.
那么从这个经文的记载，我们可以了解哈歇是受到亚兰王所重视的亲近的一个人。
And in fact, he has a desire to become king himself.
但是呢，他的心中却想要成为王。
He also want to conquer kingdom Israel.
当然他也有这个希望要来征服以色列国。
So after he heard what Elijah said, so on the next day he killed his master.
所以当他听完以利沙所说的话以后，第二天他就将他的主人杀死了。
Let's jump to 2 Kings chapter 10 verse 32.
我们看列王记下第十章三十二节。
2 Kings chapter 10 verse 32.
列王记下十章三十二节
，Verse 32.
列王记下十章三十二节
，Second King chapter ten verse 32.
列王记下十章三十二节。
In those days, the Lord began to cut off parts of Israel, and Hazael conquered them in all the territory of Israel.
三十二节，在那些日子，耶和华才割裂以色列国，使哈歇攻击以色列的境界。
So we can see that, this is after a period of time that Elijah had ascended to heaven, and then Elisha take his place,
And then he started to tell Hazael his mission.
那么这些事情是以利沙回到以利亚回到被接到天上以后，以利沙接续了他先知的位置，然后呢才去告诉哈歇这件事情。
And we can see that what Hazael did is to punish Israelites because it's God's will, because the Israelites had killed the prophets of God.
那么哈歇所行的实际上就是来完成了神要处罚以色列人的一个这个心情
because these Israelites have worshipped idols and killed God's prophets.
因为这些以色列人他们敬拜巴利并且杀死了神的先知。
So we can see that God is indeed just.
那么从这里我们可以看到神是公义的。
God will indeed revenge for his servants.
那么神必然为他的仆人伸冤。
But there are still many people escape from the swords of Hazael.
但是还是有许多人他们脱离这哈歇的刀。
So Jehu will have to do the rest.
那么因此耶户就要做剩下的工作。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 9.
请看列王记下的九章。
2 Kings chapter 9.
列王记下九章。
This is the work done by Elisha.
这是先知以利沙所做的一件事情。
Let's start from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 1.
列王记下九章第一节。
And Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophet and said to him, "Get yourself ready, take this flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramah Gilead."
九章第一节，先知以利沙叫了一个先知门徒来，吩咐他说，你束上腰，手拿这瓶膏油，往基列的拉莫去。
Let's jump to verse 5.
第五节。
And when he arrived, there were the captain of the army sitting, and he said, "I have a message for you, commander." Jehu said, "For which one of us?" And he said, "For you, commander."
第五节，到了那里，看见众军长都坐着，就说，将军啊，我有话对你说。耶户说，我们众人里你要对哪一个说呢？回答说，将军啊，我要对你说。
Then he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, "This says the Lord God Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel."
第六节，耶户就起来进了屋子，少年人将膏油倒在他头上，对他说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，我告你做以色列民耶和华民以色列的王。
Verse 7, you shall strike down the house of Ahab, your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel.
第七节，你要击杀你主人亚哈的全家，我好在耶洗别身上生我仆人众先知和耶和华一切仆人流血的烟。
Verse 8, for the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab all the males in Israel, both bond and free.
第八节，亚哈全家必都灭亡，凡属亚哈的男丁，无论是困住的、自由的，我必从以色列中剪除。
So we can see here that when Elisha sent a prophet to anoint Jehu,
那我们这里看到以利沙先知差遣一个门徒去告耶户作为以色列王。
And the prophet told Jehu that what God wanted him to do.
那么这位先知门徒告诉耶户说，神要他做什么？
Is to destroy the house of Ahab.
就是要将亚哈的全家把他除灭。
And so immediately Jehu went to carry out God's will.
那么马上耶户就出去将神的旨意完成。
Once again, I want to mention that from the time of King Ahab all the way to the time of Jehu, there's at least about 13 years of time.
那么从亚哈王一直到耶户兴起，大约是13年的时间。
Because King Ahab have a son called Jehoram. He reigned in Israel for 12 years.
那么因为亚哈有一个儿子，
chapter 8, verse 29, Joram, 约南嘛。
约南。
The son of King Ahab, Joram, reigned for 12 years after the death of King Ahab.
就是亚哈王的儿子约南继承亚哈做王大概有十二年左右的时间。
And Jehu killed the son of King Ahab, Joram, in verse 21-26.
那么在以列王记下九章的二十一节以下记载的约户击杀了约兰。
And in chapter 9, verse 30-37, it recorded how he killed Jezebel.
那么在三十节以下，列王记下九章三十节以下记载了约洗别怎么样被杀死。
And in 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 1-10, recorded how he killed King Ahab's 70 sons.
那么第十章，列王记下十章记载了耶户如何击杀亚哈的七十个儿子。
And let's look at verse 11, chapter 10, verse 11, 2 Kings.
十章的十一节。
So Jehu killed all who remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men and his close acquaintance and his priests until he left none remaining.
十一节，还亚哈家在约斯列所剩下的人和他的大臣、密友、祭司、耶户尽都杀了，没有留下一个。
And also from verse 18 to verse 25, it recorded he killed all those Baal worshippers and the priests and the prophets.
那么十八节以下记载了将这个巴利的先知一些敬拜巴利的人全部杀死了。
And so here we can see that all these people is are the ones who had escaped from the swords of Hazael.
那么这些人呢，就是没有死在哈歇之刀的下面。
Because these people dwell in the city, they don't have to go out to fight.
因为他们都居住在这个堡垒里面，他们不需要出去征战。
But God has a way to punish these people.
但是神也有他的方法来处罚这些人。
Because these people knew what God did, and yet they still worship idol.
他们虽然知道神为他们所做的事情，他们还是去敬拜巴利。
We have to be careful. This is serves as a warning for us.
所以这里是一个对我们的警告。
Because we may have idol in our hearts.
在我们的心中或许有一些偶像。
We have listened to the word of God, but we have not obeyed.
虽然我们倾听了神的话语，但是却没有顺从。
Perhaps we have saw miracles or miracle in other people's life.
或许我们曾经看到神迹奇事，也曾经看到神迹奇事在别人身上的发生的事情。
And God give them at least 13 years to repent.
那么神让他们大约13年的时间来悔改。
But they did not repent, so God destroyed them. They still worship Baal, so they were killed among the Baal worshippers.
但是他们继续的敬拜巴利，所以就一穷灭亡了。
And in fact, Elisha does not have to kill anybody.
那么事实上，以利沙不需要去击杀任何的人。
Because Jehu had done a very good job. He had killed all the people that God wanted them to die.
因为耶户已经为神办理了所要做的事情。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 30.
请看列王记下十章三十节。
2 Kings chapter 10, verse 30.
列王记下十章三十节。
And the Lord said to Jehu, because you have done well in doing what is right in my sight, and have done to the house of Ahab all that was in my heart, your son shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation.
三十节，耶和华对耶户说：“你因你办好我眼中看为正的事，照我的心意待亚哈家，你的子孙必接续你做以色列的国位，直到世代。”
So here we can see that, basically Jehu done a good job that nobody, the prophet Elisha need to kill.
所以这里基本上是说耶户做了一切所有的事情，所以这个以利沙不需要再去击杀。
And in fact, Elisha had followed Elijah for a period of time to learn to become a prophet of the Lord.
这以利沙曾经跟随了以利亚一段时间 来学习成为神的先知。
And all these times, Elisha also knows what God wants him to do because Elijah told him.
那么在这一段时间，以利沙明白神要他做什么，因为以利亚已经告诉他了。
And Elisha played a very important role in the kingdom Israel.
那么以利沙在以色列王国里面是一个重要的人物。
He continued to help Israelites to not to be killed by these Aramean or Aramean Syria.
那么他继续的帮助以色列国，让他们不至于被这个亚兰国所毁灭。
Yeah. And so, let's turn back to First Kings chapter 19.
请回到列王记上的十九章。
First King chapter 19, verse 7, verse 16.
列王记上十九章的十六节。
Chapter 19, verse 16.
列王记上十九章十六节。
The second part.
下半段。
It says, Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place.
并告亚伯米荷拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。
So at this time, when Elijah heard God's reply to his accusation,
那么当以利亚听到神听到神对他的回应
，He knew that God will avenge for all the prophets that had died before him.And also for all the persecution he suffered.
那么他就明白神必然会为他的仆人伸冤。
But he has one work to do, is to anoint this Elisha to become a prophet and also train him up.
但是呢，他至少有一件事情要做的，就是高这个以利沙作为先知。
So that the holy works can continue.Continue, and God still use His prophet to teach, to guide His people.
所以神的工作可以继续下去。他有这个继承人能够继续的将神的真理来教导百姓。
Same thing today with us. We need to train up the next generation.
那么同样的，在今天我们也要训练我们的下一代。
So that the next generation to continue to preach the gospel.And to help the people at their generation.
所以我们的下一代能够继续的传扬福音并且教导下一代。
And for Elisha, he also had to deal with the people who disobey God and kill God's prophet.
那么以利沙也必须要完成神的工作，就是去为神的这个。仆人伸冤。
So from this whole story, we learn a couple things.
所以整个故事让我们学习到一些事情。
First, we learn that God is just and mercy.
第一件事情就是神是公义并且有怜悯的。
Even though Elijah did not see God's justice at that time, but God already planned out how he punished those people who saw the miracle or knew about miracle but did not obey, but God also preserved people who had obeyed him.
那么神已经告诉他他要怎么样的来伸冤，怎么样的来帮助那些义人。
So as God's servant, we need to know our position, our role that we play.
所以我们身为神的工人，我们必须要了解我们的身份以及我们的角色。
Our role is simply to preach the message.
那我们的角色就是去宣扬这个信息。
Whether people will repent or not, it really does not depend upon us.
那么别人听到了这个信息，是不是能够悔改我们不是我们能够控制的。
Sometimes we have this desire that or ambition that I do something, I want God to give me the results that I want to see.
那有时候我们总是想要看到我们所做的工的结果。
But then God taught Elijah, it is God that he will watch everything. He will punish people or reward people according to their deeds.
但是神让以利亚所明白的就是这个处罚以及奖赏是在于神。
Even after many years, God had not forgotten what they did.
虽然经过许多年以后，神并没有忘记这些人所做的恶事。
And all this time, God wanted these people to repent.
那么在这一段时间，神也盼望这些人能够悔改。
So this is the main message that we receive today.
那么这个就是我们今天所领受的信息。
Let's grasp the opportunity that we have, because we know that God watches everything.
我们盼望我们每一个人都把握我们神所赐给我们的每一个机会。 Our
special convocation is coming.
我们的灵恩布道会已经来到了。
We should do the work that God wants to do, to preach gospel and to pray for these people.
我们要去做神要我们所做的工作，就是宣传福音。No
matter whether they believe or not, we must do.
不管人愿不愿意接受，我们必须要去传。Let's
sing hymn 136.
请看136，请唱赞美诗136首。